we have cities in Florida that are vying to be the home of the Cuban consulate. Miami doesn't want it, but Tampa and St. Petersburg are competing for it. So what's the status of that decision?
Well, I've seen the press reports on that. What I can tell you is that certainly no decision has been made, and as far as I know, we're not in any active discussion.
Is there any time frame for that?
Well, you'd have to ask the Cuban government. I mean, it would be their consulate. You know, we have an embassy in Washington. We're not aware that they are driving towards a consulate in the United States, and certainly not aware that they are. If they are, that if they're leaning towards, you know, one city over another. But we're not in – what I can tell your listeners is we are not in any active discussion with the Cuban officials about additional consulate locations right now. I think in the normal course of the discussions, that certainly could be raised. It hasn't been raised yet, but we're just not there yet. So I wouldn't begin to be able to predict how soon we might begin to have those kinds of talks.
So you're a St. Petersburg hometown boy. So
yeah.
are you gonna put your thumb down, weigh it down on the St. Petersburg side?
That is definitely not for me to weigh in on. I am just the spokesman for the State Department.
Okay. Well, I wanted to also ask you, because you were raised here, you're very familiar with Florida. How do you think the work of the United States State Department affects life here in Florida?
Well, I think, you know, Secretary Kerry likes to say that there's nothing foreign about foreign policy, and that so much of what we try to achieve overseas affects Americans here at home. And as a Floridian, I know that there are effects on what we do here at home. Let me give you a small, but a unique example. At the State Department, the Secretary is hosting an Our Ocean Conference. It's the third one, because we know at the State Department that ocean acidification, sea level rise, illegal fishing, all of those things, they don't just affect economies and security and stability overseas, they affect us here at home. Now, I read a stat the other day that since the 1950s, the sea levels here in the Tampa Bay area have been rising about an inch every decade. So that's since the 1950s. So that's, what, 6-7 inches since then. It's been rising consistently. And if we don't start to get a handle on climate change, and sea level rise is a component of that, that's going to could have over time dramatic impacts here on the people of the Tampa Bay area, because it affects marine life. We've brought together 70 countries, most of them representing at the foreign minister level, to work on setting aside marine protected areas, to work on contributing money and financial resources to trying to stem the problems of what's going on in the ocean. We are setting up a new network that will be an international network designed to go after illegal fishing. There's too much money chasing too few fish out there. And look, this is an economy, and I grew up here, you're right, that seafood is a major staple here. It's a draw for tourism dollars. So illegal fishing can affect people everywhere. Those are things that we can affect at the State Department and around the world that actually does have an impact